When she finishes, she gets up, her hair flipping from one side to the other. I let out an inaudible sigh, following her into one of the washing booths. She then leaves me there, reassuring me that Philip would be with me shortly. Now you must know that feeling when that shortly means forever, especially when every moment gives you a new opportunity to change your mind. After a few excruciating minutes, a tall and painfully handsome guy walks in through the door, nearly giving me a heart attack, being lost in my own thoughts. I get up hastily, ready to explain to him that he came in through the wrong door, when he holds out a hand. I automatically take a step back, and he smiles at me mockingly, withdrawing his hand. His voice is raspy as sandpaper, and his eyes are like blue fire burning through my skin. Blue. How ironic. "I'm Philip, and you must be Amanda. Let's start on that hair, shall we?" I'm unable to say a word, but I couldn't object, even if I wanted to, as he takes a step closer. Defeated and humiliated, I walk around him, sitting down in the chair. I can only hope that I didn't make a complete fool of myself. But then again, how the hell was I supposed to know that Philip is so attractive?